February 21st, 2024. A night that felt like any other for a young Memphis basketball beat writer. I sat in the bowels of FedEx Forum, typing later than I should after Malcolm Dandridge's 8 points and 9 rebounds helped the Tigers earn a much-needed victory over Charlotte. But suddenly, I get a call from my most trusted source, one I knew I had to answer. So I did. And the first thing I hear, yo, Memphis is f***ing. This is the dark side of Tigers basketball. Tales about the city's team that everyone wants to forget. My name is Roman Cleary, and in today's episode, we'll discuss the infamous academic scandal surrounding former Tiger center Malcolm Dandridge. This one is admittedly a bit personal for me, since I was actually the first reporter to reveal Dandridge's transgressions to the world. So, I will always remember this one as the first real big break of my career. But for most, Dandridge's actions symbolize the fall and disgrace of yet another homegrown Memphian. A story told far too many times in both this city and this program. Let's dive in. February 23rd, 2024. I dropped the bombshell. Malcolm Dandridge and Memphis men's basketball are being investigated for academic fraud. Dandridge is immediately suspended for what ultimately becomes the rest of the 23-24 season. Academic advisor Leslie Brooks, meanwhile, is immediately fired. The loss of Dandridge's on-court impact, especially during a tough year for the Tigers, was obviously devastating. But that was far from the biggest concern for Memphis. The program was already under probation because of the James Wiseman situation from several years earlier. An academic fraud scandal on top of that could be the end of Penny Hardaway's coaching career. The end of Memphis basketball as we know it. March 14th, 2024. Memphis's disastrous season, which saw it collapse after a 15-2 start, comes to a merciful end with an embarrassing loss to Wichita State in the AAC tournament. Dandridge releases the following message via Instagram immediately after the game is over. Quote, I hope them punks that wasn't letting me play are satisfied. The truth will come out. Be careful who you allow yourself to be around. Them snakes will smile and say they love you and stab the out of you. End quote. Well, Dandridge was right about one thing. The truth would indeed come out, because Memphis's investigation was over, and it was time for the NCAA to step in. July 16th, 2025. The NCAA's investigation is complete, and the findings are revealed. Leslie Brooks knows what she's doing is wrong, but she feels bad for Malcolm Dandridge and knows that he needs help with his coursework. So she enlists the help of two softball players via Apple Pay to help him out. The first received $150 for completing 3 intro to theater assignments for Dandridge, but she later ended her involvement with the scandal after believing Brooks did not adequately compensate her for her academic dishonesty. The second, meanwhile, accepted $400 for giving Brooks the answers to 4 quizzes and 5 tests in health/sport terminology. She also directly provided Dandridge the answers to 2 additional tests and another quiz for the course. Any punishments Memphis receives for the scandal are in name only. The school endures just 2 years of additional probation, along with a $30,000 fine and a 1% forfeiture of the combined men's basketball and softball budgets. It also had to vacate the 3 wins men's basketball earned while Dandridge was competing as an ineligible student athlete. Brooks, meanwhile, received much harsher consequences, a 10-year show cause penalty for her involvement in the scandal. If employed by any NCAA institution during this period, she'll be prohibited from participating in any athletically related activities until the show cause order expires. Dandridge signs with a professional team in Germany just several hours after the NCAA's findings are revealed, officially putting an end to his Memphis saga for good. Thank you guys so much for listening to this debut episode of The Dark Side of Tigers Basketball. My name is Roman Cleary once again, and I would just really, really appreciate any feedback, constructive criticism, episode topic ideas, praise, anything of that sort would be very, very helpful. And once again, I would greatly appreciate it. We got pretty grim here, obviously, with this Malcolm Dandridge academic scandal discussion. Again, this is a Memphis kid that had a lot of NBA talent once upon a time, but, you know, injuries got in the way with him, and the off-the-court stuff just continued to hinder him as well time and time again. And this academic fraud situation was really the final nail in the coffin for his legacy as a Tiger. And unfortunately, like I said at the top, this is, you know, just a story that's told far too often with, you know, many Tigers, and especially Tigers who are from the 901 area. And, you know, you just hope this doesn't happen again in the future, but you can't avoid it. You can't just pretend it didn't happen, and hopefully that's not what we're doing here. Next time, we're going to be getting even grimmer, because we're going to be talking about some former and maybe even some present-day Tigers who've had their run-ins with the law. But anyway, once again, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next time.